We're studying Luke 14. No, Luke chapter 14, verse 27. Whosoever doth not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. We spent a lot of time on bear. It means to experience the physicality of. Let's go to Galatians 5. Verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Now, you got to understand that the word circumcision or circumcise in the Greek language was a common verb. And it meant to change yourself, to alter your behavior, to take any steps. Fundamentally, it means to take any steps to improve the flesh. Now, this is as radical as it gets. To take any steps to improve the flesh or change the flesh. Going down.
Was there a difference between changing the flesh and changing behavior?
Yes. No, I mean, there's changing the behavior is the fruit of your flesh. So it's the same. They're one and the same. Again, it's all about the cross. The cross is your death and his life. If you try to change your behavior, you're still back in under the law. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. If you're going to play the game, Jeremiah said that great book, the body you gad about to change yourself. If you're trying to change yourself, then you have to accomplish the entire law. You have to rebuild the temple. You have to find the ashes of the red heifer. You have to find the Ark of the Covenant. Is it dawning? I mean, I don't know. Well, he says it here, just a minute. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Everything is about waiting. Waiting is what? Waiting is something that you can't do. Waiting is therefore a statute. But you must do it. You must above all else stop leaning on your own arm of understanding. This thing in Galatians, in Revelation, we've studied so many times. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, and here are they that have the faith of Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven speaking unto me, saying what?
Blessed are the dead.
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. We spend, I won't mention any names, but there's list makers. And you end up making more and more lists, and every time you put something down on a list, you've fallen from grace. Because what you're doing then is you're creating an idol for you to accomplish in that period of time. It's probably an idol of straw, but it's still an idol. It's all about waiting. Because that's the only way you will ever know that Jesus Christ is in you. You can say you know it, but your behavior testifies that you don't know it. For we, in verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And every time the word hope is used in the New Testament, it's only about his resurrection and primarily his resurrection in you, that you would know that. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth, nor availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. And a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven in a Bible study leaveneth the whole Bible study. A little leaven in the community leaveneth the whole community. And then what will happen? Your eyes will be turned away from the Father, and you will be turned unto behavior. You'll be turned unto solutions. Here's what you do about that. Everybody has an opinion. And oh, everybody wants that. You want to know what to do. Why? Because that keeps flesh alive. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will not be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? The cross will never cease to be the most offensive thing that you can consider. It'll be the most offensive thing to the human race there is. Because it's your death. The end of self-realization. So the point I want to make here is the offense of the cross. That's what you must of all things embrace. All right. Go to Galatians 6, we've stated this one, but as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Again, they constrain you to change, so you won't suffer persecution because you're hanging around with that bum. Does everybody understand that? They that desire to make a fair show in the flesh constrain you to be circumcised, to change, to cause you to change your behavior. Oh, you should be polite. You should do this. You shouldn't do that. All of the value systems of the world. And they're about. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The world is crucified unto you because there is absolutely nothing about you that's attractive to the world. Nothing. This is, where's Gary when I need him? This is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. Is this touching anybody? So does everybody else.
God feels
I mean, not about you. Everybody else
feels
it's
very personal about some of the things you've said.
You've got to hear this next verse. Well, do you understand what it means? First of all, obviously you're crucified unto the world because that's what the meaning of poverty is. You've come to the end of yourself. You've seen there's no there. And then what happens? Then by definition, you have understood the total emptiness and futility of all human effort. And there you can enter into the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. But the world, you are crucified unto the world, but the world is crucified unto you. There's nothing about you that the world would admire. Watch. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And this new creature it's an alien. The new creature is someone not of this world because you were born from above. And this new creature that's what everything is about. But that new creature is not revealed. That new creature is Jesus Christ in you. But he's not revealed. His humility is so great that he empties. He takes the lowest seat. You put him in that prison, and the lowest part of you is the temple of God. The only thing in the universe that the cross reveals is the new creature. Not behavior improved. Not becoming nicer, not becoming anything except a new creature that has nothing to do and no investment in any aspect of this world. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto you or unto them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. All right, let's go to Philippians 3. Next page, or a couple pages. Verse 17. Brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. The only thing there's nothing about Paul that anybody wanted except his faith. There's certainly nothing about me that's any attractive to anybody, but I pray except my faith. Follow us together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly or their appetites. And whose glory is in their shame. who mind or give breath to earthly things. This is the cross. Let's go to Ephesians. Turn to the right. The left two pages. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Again, trespass, sin is not something you do. Sin is who you are. Trespass is what you do. You're dead in trespass and sin. What is sin? Self-seeking under any guise. When time passed, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Every man that has ever been born since Adam has walked, except for Jesus Christ, has walked according to the prince of the power of the air. That is what defined your life. You had no other choice. You thought you were an independent self. You never have been. When time passed, you walked according to the prince, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our manner of life in times past, in the lust of the desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. By nature means a tree has leaves. An orange tree bears oranges. You were by nature. We all were by nature the children of wrath. Remember, there's only two things left in the universe. The vessels of wrath or the vessels of mercy. There's only the bride and the whore. There's no more Americans or Russians. God didn't even see that. No matter what your intention, no matter what your desire, no matter what, how you, often you change, by nature means you're walking according to the prince of the power of the air. The only escape from that is the cross. The cross is not something you're going to die on. The evil one has resurrected himself from the dead in all humanity. That's the default position. The cross is the only escape. The cross is your death. Oh, no, well, I got it. It's critical. Let's just have a quick overview. Mankind was tested first in innocency, without self-awareness. That's what Adam and Eve were. They had no self-awareness. They ate of that tree. All of a sudden, they're aware of themselves. They sewed fig leaves to cover their nakedness. They heard God and they hid. God's eternal cry is, who told you you were naked? Who told you you should be different than you are? Who told you? Who told you? The same snake. The same snake that tempted Adam and Eve. It's the same snake. It's called your mind. So that first test, the moment God had to tell him, he named the names. Once he named the names, he could conceive of separation. And then the fall came. Then it was tested without the law. There was massive sin beyond our comprehension. Then came the flood. Then he was tested, which is the so-called Noachian law, just the basic rules of human nature, or human behavior, or human authority, I should say. What happened then? We had angels having intercourse with women. We have massive, it was the most sinful time of all, terms of actual sin. So then came the flood. And he chose one family to be representative of the human race. He chose Abraham. What happened? Bondage. Then he sent his prophets. And what happened? Killed or stoned or beaten. And he sent his son. The son was cast out, crucified. All failed. So God said, okay, my own right arm, my own seed, my own zera has gotten me the victory. So he sent his son. He was on the cross, the human race died. And now the flesh is no more to be tested in any way. It's hopeless. Now God's making a people of himself. We're begotten unto a live hope. Now we've ceased forever to lean on our own arm of understanding. Now, by faith alone do we live. As I've said so often, there's nothing more frightening to a human being than being told he must live by faith alone. All of us fail. And even if you're failing, I beg of you, prayer is simply, Father, I don't know what else to do right now. But don't justify it.
What was the Milwaukee law?
Go to Genesis 11, I think. No.
Genesis.
Genesis 8, verse 15. I'm sorry, verse 9, chapter 9, verse 3. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat or food for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood, therefore shall you not thereof shall you not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of the man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God make ye man. So it's just those simple things. Essentially, don't murder and don't drink blood.
That was it? That was the whole law?
That's what Noah tried to live by. And didn't work too well. In other words, all flesh is no longer to be tested. You're not tested about your mind. You're not tested about your sex drive. You're not tested about your alcoholism. That's just flesh. The only test is to prove what that good and perfect will of God is within you, which is Jesus Christ. And by Him, your renewal of your mind so that you walk in 100% emptiness. That's the mind of Christ. Then the channel between you and Christ and the Father is clear. And you do nothing from that point of and from yourself. Then it's all about waiting. Now you got to hear me. This is impossible. It sounds impossible. It's fearful. But all I'm asking you to do, if you can't do this, say, Father, forgive me. I don't know what else to do. Don't justify it under any guise. Oh, God gave us a mind. Yeah, He gave us a mind and we fucked it up. Excuse my French. We fell. We ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and therefore had self-awareness and therefore the need for self-realization. Self-realization is the sin. The need for self-realization creates the automatic of trespasses. That's why there had to be a sin offering before there could be a trespass offering. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody have any? Everybody understand perfectly. Gary when I need him. Take a big guy.